Today's Daily DVR is brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Cufflinks.com. Cufflinks.com wants to encourage you to elevate your look when you get dressed in the morning. Cufflinks, tie bars, stud sets, ties, men's bracelets, pocket squares, socks, messenger bags and tote bags, money clips, so much more, all emblazoned with your favorite TV show or movie like Game of Thrones, Star Wars, DC Comics, Marvel, and all the sports, NCAA, NBA, NFL. Who says you can't geek out over your favorite TV show, movie, or sports team and still look sharp? Nobody, baby. Go to cufflinks.com. And this weekend only, November 9th to 11th, use code PARTYREADY to get 20% off all stud sets. I'm looking at some of these stud sets right now. Now, you have the normal double-sided mother-of-pearl round beveled stud set. These look beautiful. And then you got the cool ones, baby. That's cufflinks. Batman, Superman, the Imperial Empire symbol studs. And these are just awesome, fantastic, high-quality Darth Vader, skull and crossbones, stormtroopers. They got everything that you want over at cufflinks.com. So use the code PARTYREADY to get 20% off all stud sets this weekend only. Now on to the show. Today is Friday, November 9th, 2018, and this is Daily DVR. Hello, welcome back. It's the Friday show, Daily DVR. I got a great show for you today. It's basically all news. I'm going to go over some things that premiered or are premiering this weekend on the streaming services and on the old television. But mostly I've got a ton of news articles. A lot of stuff's been going on. And unfortunately, Justin is not able to be with us today. So I decided to dive in to the news. But before I do that, I do want to, of course, remind you, Daily DVR is part of the DVR Podcast Network. Go to DVRpodcast.com. You can also email us. I like getting the emails. And actually, guess what? I'm doing a contest. Right here in front of me, I have a box of awesome stuff that Cufflinks.com sent me. And one of the special things is this Mickey Mouse special onyx Mickey Mouse pin that I think is super cool. Man, this thing is so thick. It's high quality. Cufflinks, baby. And I'm going to give this out on Wednesday's show. All right? All you got to do is email me. Email me. Just say hi. Say anything. Say anything you want. Compliment the show. Give me a suggestion. Whatever you want to do, just send out an email. I'm going to make this one easy. I was going to go have this and that and the other thing, but I figure, you know what? Let's get this out the door. Let's get this to somebody. I'll put this up on the Twitter. That's at DVR Podcast. Also, I'm thinking about making a Facebook page. Maybe I'll make a Facebook page for the podcast. Who knows? But you can check that out. I'll have it on the website too, dvrpodcast.com. Just email us, dvrpodcast@gmail.com, with your thoughts about whatever you want to hear me talk about, any guests you might want me to have, anything you want. Then I'll go through the emails. I'll do a blind drawing. And on Wednesday, we'll give that out. And I've got a whole box here of other stuff. So I'm just going to keep out giving out stuff. Thank you to cufflinks.com. This is, man, what else we got in here? We've got like a Hand of the Queen pin. We've got a Mickey tie. And this is a really dope tie, too. It's like gold. And let's see what else we got in here. Oh, Game of Thrones. Another Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah. The Lannister tie clip. Oh, damn, that is nice. All right, I got a lot of cool stuff here. But just email me whatever you want, and you'll be entered into the drawing. That's dvrpodcast@gmail.com. Become a patron. Go to patreon.com/DVR. We'll do that up, baby. You got lots of content over there. I think there's so many Patreon exclusives. Plus, you get this show on Tuesday and Thursday is Patreon only. So that's another thing. We got a lot going on. Visit the website. All right, let's start out with the Metacritic calendar, then we'll get to some news. Netflix has a new season of the Great British Baking Show. I enjoyed that show. I watched about 3 seasons of it, but I think that's all I needed to watch. It's kind of the same show. I don't know if anyone out there is a big fan of that, but with all the changes that went on, and then there was the American Christmas version, and then they pulled it. I don't know what was going on, but it seems it's kind of worn out its welcome to me. I don't know how popular that is in the UK anymore either. On Netflix, there is a pretty cool movie, Outlaw King. Chris Pine stars as 14th century King of Scots, Robert the Bruce, in this true story tale of his clash with the English army. David Mackenzie, who did Hell or High Water, directs. This film will also be released in theaters. Critics were disappointed with the film when it debuted at the Toronto Film Festival, but the director responded by re-editing the film, excising 20 minutes of footage, and the new version seems to be an improvement. Interesting. That is really interesting. I did not know that. I wanted to watch it anyway. And this is also getting a lot of play because you can see Chris Pine's wiener. Yep, that's true. A lot of people writing about that. Patriot, season 2 on Prime Video. You know, I actually tried watching this last night, the first season. This is a weird show. It's kind of like, it's a very darkly humorous spy assassin show. And not only that, it kind of has a bit of magical realism to it as well. So the guy's like singing, and some events take place very quickly. You're not quite sure if they really happened. It's more about communicating about the character and the overall story, feeling than the story actually. But I don't know. I couldn't get into it. But I know a lot of people like that. A second season of Room 104, which is a Duplass Brothers anthology series where people check into a hotel room and weird things happen. Last year they did one where there's just like a interpretive dance the whole time. It's kind of a weird little show. HBO is letting them create, they have their own little thing going on over at HBO with animals as well. And their little docs that they do on Netflix. They did Wild Wild Country. Those guys are pretty cool. I like their movies too. They did Creep and Creep 2. There's a lot of other stuff too, but they're pretty interesting, the Duplass Brothers. Netflix has a bunch more animation, Treehouse Detective, Spirit Riding Free. I know Lachlan likes that show, Spirit Riding Free. It's like a horse. Oh, Netflix has this reality music show called West Side that is supposed to be really bad. So I don't know. I was thinking about checking it out. It's one of those shows, they don't do this as much anymore. I think where the people all live in a house together and then some producer tries to, you know, bring the best out of them and make them into a star or something, or then agrees to record an album with them at the end of the time period. But it didn't get very good reviews. So we'll see. Let's see, this weekend, the People's Choice Awards. I got to admit, I watch award shows, but I really do not watch the People's Choice Awards. Sally Forever on HBO is premiering After Camping, a co-production between HBO and the UK's Sky Atlantic. This 7-episode dark comedy series is written, produced, and directed by Julia Davis, creator of the UK version of Camping, who also stars. So that's kind of interesting that Lena Dunham and Jenny Kohner, they're the ones who are behind this American version with Jennifer Garner. And I guess there's been about 5 episodes of that. That show is okay. It's not that great. It's kind of funny. It's a little show. My wife and I watch it. I don't know what it's really trying to be. It seems to be like they kind of made an American version of a UK show. It's funny. I like it. It's not offensive or really bad or anything. It's definitely Lena Dunham making it. has all the prerequisite nudity and such. You know, that's kind of her trademarks, and political as well. But I like the show. I think it's pretty good. Jennifer Garner's actually, people say she's unlikable. There's a conversation around that. And I don't really think so. I mean, I think she is on the show. She's not supposed to be very likable, but I think she actually does a really great job of playing an unlikable character. I've been very impressed, I have to say. My wife was like, "You love Jennifer Garner." I was like, "She's great. I love the Alias. I want to do Alias again." I always thought she was cool. Anyway, so this is cool that the woman who created that show now has her own show that's premiering after that, using kind of like a springboard. I'll check it out. We'll see. And oh, this Lifetime movie at 8 o'clock, I'll definitely be checking out. Seduced by My Neighbor. You know, maybe I should watch a couple like Lifetime movies for this show. I do watch You, and that's really good. Let's see, on the streaming, mentioned the Netflix stuff. That was about it. I didn't see anything else really that that is coming out this weekend even. So, not a super ton though. That is, of course, you know, saying that it's now regular for Netflix to release so much of this stuff on a Friday or Thursday night. Another episode, of course, of The Romanoffs on Amazon. I only watched the first episode of that. They're movies. They really just let him make movies. So I watched the first one. I really liked it. I want to watch the second one. When my wife returns, we shall watch it. I am a bachelor Axel this weekend. Well, I got the kid. It's bro weekend with the little guy. Just me and Locke chilling, yo. Let's get to the news. There was a lot of news that came out over the last day or two. And mostly, the biggest thing is this Disney Plus. Disney has announced the name of its streaming service. New Star Wars and Marvel series announced as well, though the Loki one they had already announced. But okay, there's a lot of news in this, so I'll go over it. So the first one is, and I'm sure everyone has seen this already, is that the new live-action series will follow the adventures of rebel spy Cassian Andor from Rogue One, Diego Luna, which I really liked him in that movie, but I thought this was a little odd. Going back to the Star Wars universe is very special for me, said Luna. I have so many memories of the great work we did together and the relationships I made throughout the journey. This is all the same stuff that people always say. So this is going to be a spy thriller. I guess it's kind of going to be like Rebels, like a live-action Rebels, but without the Jedi, but still that same kind of rebel, you know, going on spy missions and trying to, I don't know, get, you know, get that information so it can be brought over here or something, which is what a lot of Star Wars, it seems to have kind of been, turns out to be, like, get this, bring it over there. I mean, look, I'm already on board for this Disney service. This sounds cool anyway. And this, if this is just a limited series, I think it would be pretty cool. I don't know how many episodes they're going to do. If they do 6 or 8 and they have a story to tell, it could be awesome. So I'm going to reserve judgment on it. It's a little odd. I don't, you know, the problem with Star Wars is that they continually go back instead of going forward. And I would have rather seen, like, tells the story of something happening at the same time as what we're seeing now. Like maybe filling the gap in between The Last Jedi and episode 9. That could be cool, right? A limited series, depending when it's coming out. But I don't know. I mean, I can't say that I was like super excited about. I love Diego Luna though. That's the thing. He's awesome. So this feels to me, I have a similar opinion as I had to the Breaking Bad. So far, I like it. You know, I liked Solo a lot. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was a cool movie. Whatever they do here, I think could be a lot of fun. And it might kind of be similar to that, right? So who knows? Maybe they'll get Ron Howard and, you know, and kind of go in that direction and make it a, like an adventure thing. We know everything on here is going to be like PG rated, right? Mostly, not even maybe PG-13, mostly PG. So that's cool. I think I'll watch it, you know. I was going to get this service anyway. The other one is the Loki. They basically are just confirming that Loki and Tom Hiddleston is going to star, which we knew about that already. But the interesting thing, continuing on this Disney service, is that they have basically kind of lined up how it's going to work, right? And the way it's going to work is there's going to be mini sites within. And you know what? The funny thing is, I think I actually had this idea. I think I talked about this last week. I always think I had the idea. I probably didn't, but I think I talked about this. Like, it's going to be like Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, Nat Geo, okay, and Disney. And then they'll, of course, I'm sure they'll add other ones, you know. This, for me, is more so of an announcement of that they're telling you they're going to kind of brand stuff like that. Now, it's interesting because I feel like Netflix is going to be so mad at Disney when this is all over. Because if you log into Netflix for kids, Netflix kind of tries to do that and puts up like brand images when you log in. At least mine does on my, I think I have like a Vizio TV. Yes, I do. And it'll be like Thomas, you know, or Sesame Street people, or like Lego, and it'll have like the collection. Now, it's not super accurate because I don't think Netflix ever really is, but I think it's kind of cool that Disney is going to go that extra step to do that, and it doesn't surprise me at all. And I wonder if they're going to try to make this, could they do user accounts like more strictly than Netflix does? So I can't, as far as I know, I can't password protect my account. Like if Lachlan tries to log into it, he can just log into it. Now I can always tell because it usually says continue with whatever you're watching. But I wonder if the Disney one will be more than that. So there's more of a breakdown, but I'm actually going to save that because I want to go over that at the end of the month. I want to do kind of a breakdown. Dark Horizons had a good breakdown of it. But in a couple weeks, I'm going to do a breakdown of the Disney service and basically kind of talk about everything that's available on it. Because I think it's actually going to be kind of cool. All right, another piece of news. Watchmen TV show, Jeremy Irons' role reportedly revealed as Ozymandias. All right, I don't know how many Watchmen heads are out there, but of course, the Damon Lindelof HBO adaptation, which Aaron and I are going to cover, and is going to be coming to us, I think, later in 2019? I think so, yeah. They're already shooting it, I know. That's kind of cool. That does tell us that this is going to be somewhat, there's a question about how true to the original comic or comics because there was a follow-up, right? This is going to be, and I don't really care. I care not about that at all. I just want Damon Lindelof to make something awesome. You know, I have to admit, there is still a part of me that's like, dude, you create, I want to see him make something, but he'll do that. You know, he's going to use this as a jump off. And these, you know, who knows, maybe he's leaking this because Jeremy Irons dies in the first episode, right? He's going to finally fulfill the Lost thing, right? Where it was supposed to be Michael Keaton, right? And he was Jack and he died in the first episode. But we'll see. I just think it's kind of cool that at least I like the mixing it up, you know? And what he did with The Leftovers was more true, obviously, the first season then to the rest, which was then all made up with the author of that. But there is no books for the subsequent seasons. And I suppose that's what he'll do with Watchmen, is the first couple episodes may be a direct following of that story, picked up years later, and then, you know, whatever, or in an alternate universe or something like that. But I don't really care. But I just think it's kind of cool that this info is coming out. People are excited about it. I'm just going to talk about it every single time because I can't wait. Damon Lindelof is the man. Watchmen is going to be very cool. Netflix is making a Pacific Rim anime series. Very happy about that. And this sounds really cool. It's going to star a teenage boy and his younger sister who take control of an abandoned Jaeger as they travel across the country in search of their parents. I love that. I really like the sequel to Pacific Rim with John Boyega because it concentrated more on the robots, not on the kaiju, the monsters. I'm pro-robot, anti-kaiju. That's just the way I am. But go Netflix. Actually, this was part of something I talked about before, which is Netflix doing so many animated series. That's really awesome. I'm excited about that. I'm definitely going to watch that. I started watching a couple of those Netflix TV shows. I think I started watching a little of Castlevania. That was pretty cool. It's like a little more adult than I expected. All right. HBO news, David Simon, The Deuce is, I think, over. Are they doing one more season of The Deuce? But the next project at HBO has been announced, and that is David Simon, the man, of course, The Wire, Tremé. He is going to adapt Philip Roth's 2004 alternative history novel, The Plot Against America. The story imagines an alternate American history told through the eyes of a working-class Jewish family in New Jersey. What was that? My family? As they watch the political rise of Charles Lindbergh, an aviator hero and xenophobic populist who becomes president and turns the nation towards fascism. Simon will once again team with his Wire collaborator, Ed Burns. That's awesome. And great producers that we've seen before, Sue Nagel, Megan Ellison, Susan Goldberg. This is very awesome. I'm very excited about this. I mean, obviously with what we have going on in America today and people's fears and all that stuff, this is right along the lines of something that David Simon should be doing. I must admit, I found it hard to get into The Deuce. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the where it is, the world. You'd think New York, I'd be into it. But I don't know why. I really found it hard to access that show. And I'd have no question of its quality. But I just don't know. I don't know. I found it a little bit hard to. So I'm excited to get into something like this. And I like that it's a 6-episode limited series. That's good. Me likey. I like when they limit the stuff. Keep it. We don't need a million episodes, a million years. You can do something and move on. I think that's very cool. All right. Next up, this was kind of interesting because I remember reading, or actually, you know what? I think I listened to this as a podcast. I'm not sure, but I remember, or I read it. Will Ferrell is attached to star, and Gus Van Sant will adapt and direct Prince of Fashion. It was Michael Chabon, I can't pronounce anything, you know that, Chabon's GQ article, My Son, the Prince of Fashion. And it followed him and his son, they go to Fashion Week, and his 13-year-old son kind of finds himself there. And it was really beautiful story. And I could just imagine Gus Van Sant with his careful eye and Will Ferrell acting in this, and they get a little kid. He's the dad. I think that this sounds so beautiful, and I think this is going to be a great movie. I'm glad when stuff like this gets made, right? This sounds really fun, and I just think it's going to be really cute, you know? And plus, you get to have Van Sant go and shoot Fashion Week, and also Will Ferrell act like an idiot and have some cute little kid and have a lot of famous people in it. And it just be like an hour and a half of like a fun thing. It's a feel good father and son kind of discovery, but interesting and weird. You know, I'm sure Fashion Week itself is crazy. I love it. I love this idea. All right. Let's see what else I got here. Well, before I get to some news, let's take a little break here to hear from our presenting sponsor, Cufflinks.com, baby. All right, Cufflinks.com. Like I said, we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff. I'm going to use this ad break to talk about how awesome Cufflinks.com is, sending me out this Mickey tie. I already told you about the Game of Thrones Lannister. This is, and I'm talking about all this stuff because I'm going to give away all of this on the show. Now, this is pretty cool, too. This is from Ox and Bull, and it's like a stud set. These are really high-quality stuff, man. I love Cufflinks.com. Go over to Cufflinks.com this weekend. Use the code PARTYREADY and get 20% off all of the stud sets. They've got cufflinks, tie bars, stud sets, like we're talking about ties, men's bracelets, pocket squares, all emblazoned with your favorite TV show or movie like Game of Thrones, Star Wars, Marvel, DC Comics. But also, they just have great, high-quality, beautiful products that don't have that stuff. I do stress the geek stuff because that's what we talk about on this show. But the other part of Cufflinks.com, and you'll see it if you go and check out the stud sets, is that they have the kind of stuff that you would wear anywhere. It's high class, baby. Just like me. High class. It's beautiful stuff, and it's really high quality as well. It's gorgeous. And I am going to give away that stuff too. So like I have that Ox and Bull stud set. Let me see what else I got in here. All right. Oh, this is another Disney thing. And the boxes are so awesome too. I'm like trying not to ruin it. Oh, this is awesome. Yes. Oh, man, this is going to be the best giveaway. I can't believe I'm opening this live now. And it is these little dopey, what is that, dopey or sneezy cufflinks? These are awesome. Oh, my God. These are so awesome. Oh, God. All right. I'm going to put that up on the website, too. You check that out. We got some socks, too. Who's on these socks? Oh, yeah. Steamboat Willie. The old Mickey Mouse. Those are great. I know DJ Tim Hines is going to want those, but nope, DJ, they're going to other people here. All right. And of course, there is the Hand of the Queen. I got the Hand of the Queen pin. That's going out too. All right. We're going to be giving away all this stuff in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, go to cufflinks.com. Use code PARTYREADY this weekend to get 20% off all stud sets, baby. Cufflinks.com. Do it. Who says you can't geek out and look sharp You don't even have to geek out. You can just look sharp. Love it. This story right here is something that I just read that I thought was so weird, and it's about The Affair on Showtime. If people kept, coming from Simon, it's McNulty, right? McNulty's Affair. The Affair, my wife and I watched the first two seasons, I think, and then we're like, meh, 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 meh. This show is kind of going off the rails. I'm sure some people stayed with it because the actors were good and they kept it. They kept the show kind of crazy, and I think they made it more crazy as time went on. But basically, it ended up that everybody left the show and Ruth Wilson left the show and she wouldn't say why. And there was some kind of weird, I try to look into it, try to look into like the gossip sites or whatever. If anybody knows what happened, tell me. There's some kind of mystery that she was like, I can't say why I left. And she wasn't like, she was kind of, it didn't seem like it was anything terrible. It seemed like kind of a wink and like, and then Joshua Jackson left the show or like is only going to be on it limitedly. And I don't know if, I think behind the scenes, they may have been a couple or I don't know. Anyway, there's some kind of weird gossipy story behind it, but they announced, this is so weird that I had to talk about it, that Anna Paquin is going to be on the show next season because the show is going to jump like 20 years in the future and play their daughter. And the last time I remember on the show, that kid was like a baby, maybe like 4 or 5, because they did another time jump. So Anna Paquin's like in her mid-30s or 40s, isn't she? So they're going to jump ahead. And it took place on Montauk on Long Island. And so it's going to be like climate change ravaged. It's going to turn into like a dystopian mystery of what really happened to the Ruth Wilson character. I mean, I think that this is insane and I love it. And I'm totally going to watch this show again now because I love, this is what I always talk about. I was so happy when I saw this. It's like, look, you got a show. They're going to pay you to keep making the show. Why make garbage? Make something crazy. Do something fun with it. So that's what they did. They had a situation. There was seemed like there was turmoil on the set, behind the scenes, whatever. And what do? They take their lemons and they make lemonade and time jump like 30 years or something into a climate change ravaged Montauk to piece together the truth about what happened to her mother. I think that's amazing. I will definitely be watching that show. All right. Now look, we got another connection from before, Chris McKay. The Lego Batman movie director Chris McKay is moving on for now and will helm a live-action Johnny Quest. So I guess he was going to direct Nightwing, but now he's going to do a live-action Johnny Quest. Now, I don't know. Let's see what happens with this. But you know what? I used to love Johnny Quest. I thought that cartoon was really cool. There was something a little bit more like, I don't know, it felt a little bit more adult or something. Like it felt like a teenage cartoon back in the day, I remember. And I always liked Johnny Quest. So I did not see the Lego Batman movie, but we'll see what happens. Johnny Quest. Just wanted to talk about Johnny Quest. I always thought he was an interesting guy, you know? All right. So two dudes that I've never heard of before from Sense8. And War Horse, which I did see. I liked War Horse. Brian Smith and Jeremy Irvine have scored the lead role in USA TV's, USA Network's Treadstone, the Bourne Identity prequel, being developed by Tim Kring of Heroes fame. It explores the origins and present-day happenings at the titular CIA Black Ops program, which uses behavior modification tactics to turn soldiers into super assassins. All right. That's it could be cool. Who knows? USA is trying to rebrand itself, I think, a little darker. They're doing that. Hey, that other Night Flyers, the George R. R. Martin one, that's premiering pretty soon, isn't it? Gosh, there's so much stuff. So who knows what's going to happen with this? I got to be honest with you. My favorite Bourne movie was the one with Jeremy Renner. Yep, that's right. Hot take right here. That was my favorite Bourne movie. No doubt. I thought that that was great. He did, I don't know, it wasn't him, but there was all these stunts on the motorcycle. It was awesome. Gotta admit it. Let's see what other news I got going on here. This is fun to just talk about news. This was so cool. Leica, the people who did Caroline and Kubu and the Two Strings, who are right here in Portland, actually. Their studio is like 15 or 20 minutes away from me. Debuted the premiere for their, premiered the trailer for their new film called Missing Link. And it's so cute. And I know that it's going to be, it's really, they're so creative. I'm really happy to see this kind of renaissance in animated and stop motion and just kind of multimedia film. I really love that. And this is a great trailer. Y'all should check this out. Hugh Jackman, Zoe Saldana. Oh, they got the hits now. Zach Galifianakis, Timothy Oliphant, Emma Thompson, Stephen Fry. They've got a bunch of people in it. Tired of living a solitary life in the Pacific Northwest, Mr. Link recruits fearless explorer Sir Lionel Frost to guide him on a journey to find his long-lost relatives in the fabled Valley of Shangri-La. Mr. Link, 8 foot tall, 630 pounds, and covered in fur. This is really cute. I already love this movie. My God, I'm such a sucker. All right, what else do we got here? I talked about the Pacific Rim. I talked about Johnny Quest. Maybe I don't have too much news. Oh, now this is, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I will because it's Star Wars, baby. So some dude on Twitter was like talking smack on Rian Johnson. He tweeted, "It's just bad storytelling to change Luke so much and have one little flashback scene to explain why. As I said, I'm not against it." This is like an internet commenter. "It's interesting and a fresh take, which is what Star Wars needs, but execution-wise, done poorly." Because that fan knows about how to execute making a $250 million film. Johnson tweeted in response, but I mean, then he, you know, you respond to the guy, right? "Hot take, Luke is in fact 100% consistent with this character, not only the way he's described in marketing blurbs, but his actual based on his words and actions character from the original trilogy. I'll be at the bar if you need me." What a geek. I think it's kind of funny that Rian Johnson even responded and showed what a geek he is. Now, I agree with him, of course. I don't have any problems with The Last Jedi. I thought it was great. And I always thought that Luke was a kind of like a sniveling, boring dude. I didn't really buy him in Return of the Jedi. I couldn't wait for Han to get busted out and be the real leading man of the movie. So, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. But I think it's kind of funny that through social media, they get this and then someone writes an article. Now I talk about it, other people talk about it. And then now there's this whole thing brewing where J.J. Abrams is supposedly, you know, course correcting in episode 9 and kind of bringing it home. You know, like they kind of went crazy with the second one, like Empire. Now they're bringing it home and it's going to be more, you know, streamlined and more consistent, and Luke is going to reappear, and kind of it's going to make sense of what's happening with him, all this kind of stuff. Now, I don't know about any of that, but I think that it is kind of funny. And who really cares in the end? It's all good. It's all good-natured, humorous stuff. And I think it's kind of funny that Rian Johnson responds to it, because it these people are like geeky people. I think that's really the truth. You know, like I'm sure he sits there looking at his phone, yelling at it. You know, who knows? All right. Now, this was another trailer. The Netflix movie Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle. The only reason I mention this is because Andy Serkis directed it, and it's an adaptation of The Jungle Book, and it looks freaky. Already, this weird frickin' fox thing looks really freaky, and the kid himself looks pretty freaky. Just huge eyes. The whole thing looks really interesting. And I can't wait. I'll watch this with Lachlan when it comes on Netflix, because Andy Serkis is an interesting dude. And this is going to be a weird conglomeration of CGI and live action and just weirdness. Because I think that, I'm looking at it right now, and I can tell you right now, this is a weird movie. This looks really fun. All right, Lachlan's going to love that. Let's see. I think that's about it. That might be all I got for today. Yep. Oh, well, actually, I did want to mention this. This looked kind of fun. An 8-episode series that Netflix is making in South Korea called Kingdom. First season is already going into production, and the second season has already been greenlit, and it's going to premiere worldwide January 25th. Now, coupled with this too, this was another article I had where Netflix is making 8 original films and 1 original series in India, and it's going to premiere worldwide. So these two articles together, I thought this was pretty cool. And I really like the way that this is happening, because the more stuff that we can get from all over the world, the better, because it's always interesting. And I love the idea of Netflix investing in cinema in India and doing series too. Now, of course, you know, they're like, it's going to be Hotel Mumbai starring Dev Patel, who we all know here in America. So they kind of give you the in. Good. Maybe you'll watch it. See some cool stuff. We were just talking about Indian cinema yesterday, talking about the Apu trilogy on the Patreon show. Kellum wrote in. So I think this is really awesome. And I like the fact that they're doing it. They're premiering all of this stuff globally. They're dropping it here too. They're not waiting like 2 months until it comes into America, blah, blah, blah. No, boom, all over the world, you get to see it. I think that's really awesome. All right, that's all I got. I will be back on Monday. Justin may be joining me. I'm not sure. If Justin does join me, I think we're going to be talking about cord cutting. If not, I'm going to be getting into Mayans Monday. You know what? I got to do Mayans Monday. So we'll have to talk to Justin about something else, because Mayans Monday, that's the finale. Jenny's going to send in some feedback. I'm going to watch it. I'm going Mayans Monday, baby. We'll have to reschedule with Justin because we got to do Mayans. But I also wanted to give a thank you on this show. A thank you and a congratulations, I should say, to new County Commissioner John Wambacher. You got it, baby. Longtime listener of the show, longtime friend of the pod and friend indeed. John Wambacher ran for local office and he won. So good for him. There you go, people. You can go out and vote take part in the process. That's all I got for you today. Remember, go to dvrpodcast.com. Check us out. Send me an email, dvrpodcast@gmail.com, and you could win cufflinks.com. Mickey Pen. It's awesome. You could win it. Just send me an email, dvrpodcast@gmail.com. Also, become a patron. Get this show 5 days a week ad-free. That's patreon.com/DVR. Well, enjoy, baby. Have a good weekend. Peace.